Step 8, the healing list. For most of us, compiling a list of people we have harmed and becoming willing to make amends to them is extremely intimidating. When we think of some past events, we're not proud of the interactions that took place. This step urges us to deal with the harm we have caused, rather than fretting over the situation and keeping it buried deep in our souls. Healing takes place when we strip away the excuses and look at the event in the light of God's love. In the Bible we read, "Dear friends, let us practice loving each other, for love comes from God, and those who are loving and kind show that they are the children of God and that they are getting to know him better. But if a person isn't loving and kind, it shows that he doesn't know God, for God is love." From 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. How can we get to that place where we can envision ourselves making amends to those we have harmed? Through Jesus, God made a way for everything that was blocking a loving relationship with him to be removed. In the safety of his love and forgiveness, it's now our turn to take responsibility for breakdowns in relationships and do whatever we can to remove barriers that divide us from others. From the Bible we read, "So what if you are offering your gift at the altar and remember that someone has something against you? Leave your gift there and go make peace with that person. Then come and offer your gift." From Matthew 5, verses 23 and 24. When we come to that place where we are willing to make amends, we need to seek help from those who have completed this step before us and ask for their wisdom in choosing the right approach. In all of this, we need to remember that God is with us and will help us. From the Bible it says, "Call to me and I will answer you. I'll tell you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own." From Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Let's pray. Loving God, you know the people I need to make amends to. Please help me be considerate and choose the right time and the right way to make peace with each person. Thank you for providing wise people I can consult with as I move forward. Help me to humbly accept and put their input into practice. Amen.